at the Pro Desk. The Home Depot Pro, it's about time.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Oh, 600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global bucket! Here comes Gigant! Here comes Gigant!
Gigant's making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Gigant,
yes!
To the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Gigant!
Oh!
Delivering a landmark, oh! Moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Day one, ACC Media Days. Commissioner, Miami, SMU, Stanford, Cal, and Virginia go at it. Braves get a 9-5 victory over the Giants. BYU's quarterback transfers to Tulane, and the Big 12 turns down Memphis. A busy Tuesday show, so let's go. Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, July 22nd, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great day today. A lot to do today. Dr. Milt Louder, 725, a moment with Milt, our sports and performance psychologist. At 805, Tony Morrell, thebigspur.com. We're going to talk some South Carolina football and recruiting with him. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to getting into some college football today. The ACC Media Days begin. We'll examine those five teams that will be on the podium today. We'll talk about the rest of college football world, Major League Baseball world, some Ryder Cup type stuff, some maybe even break out some win game stuff today, even though it's not Win Game Wednesday, because Will doesn't get to do Win Game Wednesday oftentimes. The producer of the show, the aforementioned Mr. Will Clinton. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Awesome.
I was speaking to a friend last night. I'm on an absolute heater in terms of productivity and personal output, and I continued that yesterday, and still able to go to bed at a very decent hour, and I feel great today. Apparently, my voice is not reflecting that. I've got a little bit of, twinge right there, but... These are the first words that I'm saying today, so we'll work it out. How are you? How was your Monday?
Great. So what's the catalyst for this voice thing? What's that about?
I have no idea. Maybe I was just too busy just harking my own successes and productivity. I might have yelled it, you know, at the moon last night.
All right, that might be a little karmic issue then. You know, maybe we talked about being humbled yesterday. I forgot to mention this about humbling. And humility. And I don't know if I have permission to tell you his name, but a dear friend of mine, who is a great business partner on the show, has, I think, one of the greatest prayers I've ever heard. And he says his nightly prayer includes, Lord, allow me to humble myself so you don't have to. Now, how about that one? I love that one. So that's good. But yeah, maybe that is a little humility kicking in that you were probably, you know, you might have been bragging on yourself so profusely that the good Lord took your, Mother Nature took your voice away from you.
Touche.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, I'm wondering, I'm looking, Landon's got a Bronco / I'm guessing that's a Colorado Bronco shirt on. I'll allow it. I kind of like it. How are you today?
Doing pretty good.
Good. You like how formal we are? What's your T-shirt today over there?
Oh, I got station branding.
I like it. I like it. I have a Pebble Beach today. Bottom line is that I feel more relaxed in this. I talked to some guys. Guys don't understand. On my Scotland trip, you know, you go to these golf courses now and you buy these T-shirts. Even though you can't wear the T-shirt on the course, you wear it off. And I told the guys, I don't wear collared shirts except to play golf. I own one coat, one suit, and another sport coat. I own two ties, one dress shirt, a bunch of golf shirts, but I never wear the golf shirts. That's too formal for me. A lot of times my wife and I would go out to dinner, and I wear like khakis, some loafers, a belt. I actually wear underwear. I know that's crazy too. And then I wear a collared shirt out to a nice restaurant. And we'll get home and like, I got to get out of this monkey suit, man. It's way too formal for me. I wear a T-shirt 365 days a year. And I kind of like it. So we got that going for us. How was your Monday? Now your better half's in town. What are you doing here?
You know, I still got to stay committed to the grind. Also, she's still asleep anyway. So okay. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't really make much of a difference because not many people are up except for us and the hardworking people that are up right now.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. Greg, our first text today, Mickey, I'm looking for a mortgage company. I hear you talk about the local one. I can't remember his name. Yeah, Mark Hawkins, Prime Lending. PrimeLendingSC.com. I sent him the number, so I hope that works out for you. That's good. With that, segment two, what are we going to do today?
I want to look at there's a lot of media stuff going on.
Yes.
Media days for football.
Media days everywhere.
And I just kind of want to preview that and ask a couple questions about what the expectations are from these respective conferences media days.
Let's do it. Let's do that. ACC starts today. I am going to give Landon a very, very difficult time today. They found a way to lose a game yesterday that I've never seen before. Are you familiar with this, Lando?
Unfortunately, I am familiar. I told you guys, you know, you asked me before we came back from the All-Star break. You said, you know, you ready to watch some Red Sox baseball? We talked about the 10-game winning streak, and I said, I'm going to be honest, it's all going to come crashing down at some point. I know how my team usually plays. It usually does not stay this good for this long. And now you watch a catcher's interference with bases loaded to lose the game in the 10th.
Catcher's interference off. I've seen home run walk-offs. I've seen balk-offs, wild pitch-offs, pass ball-offs. I've never seen catcher interference offs. The Red Sox lose to the Phillies last night on a catcher's interference off. I can't talk. Yankees scored one, lost to the Blue Jays. Blue Jays are very good. Rest of Major League Baseball. Good news for the Braves. Braves 9-5, and Acuna's hustling. He scores from first on a single. Braves win 9-5. With that one, it was Elder getting his fourth win of the year. Goes five innings. He's up just three runs. Bullpen was better, but the bottom line is that the Braves got off to a good five-run first, three in the fourth. So the Braves win. They beat the Giants 9-5. Rest of Major League Baseball, Guardians double up Orioles 10-5. Pirates shut out the Tigers. I should say Skeens shut out the Tigers. Shuts out the Tigers 3-0. Padres 2-1 over the Marlins. It was the Nationals 10-8 over the Reds. It's interesting. Quackenbush had a pretty good summer because the Reds are three games over 500, but that's about to end. Mets 7-5 over the Angels. The White Sox 8-3 over the Rays. The Royals beat the Cubs 12-4. Rangers got a 7-2 win against the A's. The Redbirds over the Rockies 6-2. Astros beat the D-backs 6-3. 6-0 the Brewers over the Mariners. And the Dodgers beat the Twins 5-2. So, for you Braves fans, with the victory last night, 12.5 back still. However, the Braves now climbed with 11 games of 500. They are 44-55 through 99 games. And just 12 and a half games back still through all that. The Yankees fall to 4 back. Red Sox fall to 6 back through all that. Did you see where the BYU quarterback has a new home? Jake Retzlaff is now at Tulane. Interesting that the reason he got kicked out of BYU was for some nefarious
premarital.
Yes. And he ends up in New Orleans. Now, we'll give you a quick story on that. I can remember when Burton Burns was here at Clemson and talked about how easy it'd be to recruit to New Orleans. I said, all you do at Tulane is you just take him down to Bourbon Street. For an 18-year-old kid, man, that's got to be like heaven. He goes, you know, the thing is, Tulane kids don't go to Bourbon Street. Like it's and Tulane's kind of a long way from Bourbon Street anyway, but like Tulane has its own little area. And, goes, and that's interesting. You know, these kids, I want a big city, I want a small town. I want you stay in a small area anyway, no matter where you're at. It's like your house. Dear friend of mine has a mansion of a house. You know what he says? We stay in our bedroom, our kitchen, and living room. All the other rooms, we don't even go to. Tulane, New Orleans is like the big house. And Tulane kids stay in the kitchen, the bedroom, and the living room. That's it. Go to the bathroom a couple times a day. That's it.
I mean, you don't need to go to the other bedrooms when your kitchen, living room, and master bedroom are just fine on their own.
Yeah. That's how you build a house.
Tulane's got plenty of talent.
Yes. Yeah, they'll be fine with all that. The Big 12 turns down Memphis. Do you know how bad you have to be to be turned down by the Big 12 right now?
Especially if they're giving you $250,000.
Yes, $200,000, and they went, no thanks. No thanks. That is it's a very interesting deal there. Memphis makes more sense. Let me give you who's currently in the Big 12, all right? And I'll ask you guys this. Let's play the quick better than game. How about that? Currently in the Big 12 right now. By the way, Memphis is in the American Athletic Conference. Would you rather have Memphis or Arizona State?
Arizona State.
I agree. Arizona?
Arizona.
Yeah.
BYU?
Yes.
Baylor?
Yes.
Cincinnati?
Yes. Barely.
Landa?
Yeah. I
don't know, man. I think Memphis is good at Cincinnati. Better in basketball. It was good in football. Colorado?
Colorado.
Do you see the article that's speculating this is it for Deion Sanders? His health, man. Like, he's not in good health. Houston, I guess you'd rather have Houston, right?
For basketball, not necessarily football.
How about Iowa State?
Yes.
Yeah.
You rather have Iowa State than Memphis?
In terms of historic matchups and the other teams there, yes.
And you know, Iowa State's gotten a little bit better at football, and they're usually, you know, kind of a dark horse in basketball. So.
Yeah. How about Kansas? You'd rather have Kansas because of basketball.
Yep.
Kansas State you'd rather have. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma State?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that one could go either way.
TCU?
Yes. They're like the opposite of Memphis.
Texas Tech?
Yes.
Yeah.
Central Florida?
That one's close, but I say yeah. Their football program, their stadium, the atmosphere that they have down there is sneaky good.
Utah?
Yes.
Yeah, Utah.
West Virginia?
Yes.
What I'm hearing from you guys is the Big 12 is better than Memphis. Like, it's not a shock they turn them down.
I mean, I think you could slot them in there, and they could be like a little bit of just kind of one of those teams that's thrown in there, and they could put a wrinkle into it. They might be contention like 1 year and then be bad the next two and then be in contention 1 year. You know, I just
and currently 16, too. You know what thing you don't want to do is you don't want to teach math class to second graders or first graders, addition and subtraction, by using our conference as an example. Because there's 16 teams in the Big 12. You can teach a division class. You know, 16 teams in the Big 10. In the Pac-12, there's two. Like, 12 equals two. 10 equals 16. 12 equals 16. You don't want to teach that any kind of class to kids that way.
QCT points out a correction, a very, very important correction.
All right.
Not a quarter of a million, as I said. A quarter of $1 billion.
Oh, they offer, I'm sorry.
200 million.
They offer 250 million, not 250,000.
Yes. Yes.
I think you're just.
Those two letters are big differences, M's and B's.
Oh, yes.
I think it's just not very smart for that conference to turn that down, in my opinion. I mean, that's a pretty big chunk of change. And Memphis actually beat West Virginia in their bowl game last year.
All right, with that being said, yes, right, that's exactly right. Forgot about that. With that being said, do you want to bring in a school that's going to be saddled financially like that? Right?
I mean, for the ACC, we can't really talk about that. I mean, I'd like to think that SMU has much deeper pockets than Memphis, but I mean, that's kind of the same deal. SMU's not—they're not dishing out, they're not paying in, but they're withgoing, or they are foregoing a lot of money.
Yeah.
In terms of the TV contracts.
It's crazy to think about what we're trying to do, what hoops we drop, we jump through to do all that. Crazy. All right, so segment two, we're going to do that coming back. I have one quick thought, and then we'll get this in hour two. Rank of the five, your level of anticipation for, or excitement level for what you got in the let me do all six. The commissioner, Miami, SMU, Stanford, Cal, and Virginia. Of those, who are you least looking forward to today?
You want it right now?
Yeah.
Least is the commissioner.
See, I am interested in the commissioner. But in a way, it is only because of the spin to listen to him. He's an interesting guy, too. Thin-skinned guy. He's a smart guy. But he's in a bad situation. Like, he's got to pretend like he's got a good product, you know? He's like the car dealer that you go and buy the discount car from. Like, you know, right across the street, there's the Lamborghini guy. And now I'm trying to sell you this. I want to see you in a Kia, you know? It's just not an easy sell. And I got to pretend like mine's as good. And I got to come up with certain areas that you might even buy some of it. But I know it, and you know it's not as good. Like, it's a hard deal. All right, so at least it's commissioner. Then Miami, SMU, Stanford, Cal, Virginia.
Second least, Cal for me.
Don't care anything about Cal.
I could care less.
All right.
And Stanford is one above that only because I'm interested in the inner workings of the management of their athletic department, especially with Andrew Luck being hired on recently.
Yeah. Miami, SMU, or Virginia?
Next, I'm going to say Miami.
Oh, really?
I'm not looking forward to everyone harking on how Miami's going to win the league again. Second from the top is UVA, right. And that's only because of Tony. And then most excited for SMU. I enjoyed Rhett Lashley last year.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of him. I'll say this about Tony quickly before I take a break. I think Tony's in a very, very difficult situation too. Because, I mean, Tony is running a big-time program there. This is a multi-million-dollar deal. But much like what the commissioner's going to have to talk about, you got to pretend like it's as good as the others. You know, and you got to sell something. Now, Tony can sell character. And Tony can sell an awful lot of, we're doing the right thing for the right kids and all that. But still, you got to pretend like, I mean, you got to pretend like people really care. Like, that'd be bad to stand up and people just don't really care what you say. You know? I've been in a situation before where I've been on like a speaking panel with like really, really distinguished speakers and me. And I get up there like, man, these people don't give one rat's behind what I've got to say tonight. You know? I'm like, who's this guy? It's hard. Short break. We'll come back. Hey, my great friends at Ingles, I will be headed to Ingles today because I am out of Bluebell ice cream. And panic has set in at my household. The idea that I'd actually let it get to the source of it, get down to where it's zero. Whew, I don't know what I was thinking. I've let my family down. We love Bluebell. We love it from Ingles, and the specials we get there at Ingles. Love the fact that Ingles has they've got to pay these people great. I'm hopeful they do, because the talent behind that desk, behind that counter in the deli department, in the bakery department, in the meat department, those are talented, talented people, man. That's high-skilled labor they're doing back there. Anybody that make that kind of chicken salad, that kind of egg salad, anybody who restocks that salad bar like that, even the hot food stuff, anybody who makes those pies like that, that's high-skilled, man. Those cakes, that's high-skilled labor, man. You got to take care of those good folks. Do that. Stop by and get the Boar's Head meats and cheeses. I'm a big Boar's Head cheese fan now. You're going to love that. And also do that with the crab cakes. That's what I'm getting maybe today. Get some crab cakes for later this week. Ingles. Love the prices. Love the savings. Love the Ingles Advantage card. We love our great friends at Ingles. Short break. We'll come back. Segment two with Will Clinton right after this.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
The way golf was meant to be, a natural, beautiful trip through nature. You'll discover it at Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Dine in the Overlook Restaurant, open Thursday through Sunday, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
Experience the Davis Services difference where quality meets reliability. Family owned, serving the upstate and western North Carolina since 1972, Davis Services is your go-to for all HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With decades of expertise, we ensure your home runs smoothly and efficiently, providing peace of mind for you and your family. Don't wait for problems to escalate. Call Davis Services today and let our skilled team handle it all. Call 864-432-1785 or visit our website davisservicesinc.com today.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations.
10.5 and 97.5, The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5, We Are The Roar. Where every day is game day.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say brandy fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine.
So, tomorrow morning, the folks at Blue Ridge Heating Air are coming to the house. And they are going to take care of my HVAC heat pump issues. And hopefully they'll get me back in the right direction. So, I knew you to call. Chris and Ben have been guys I've known for the longest time. And there was no doubt in my mind that when if anything ever goes bad, these are the people to call. And hopefully they'll get us back and get us right. I'll do that. Hey, $400 right now off of a rebate, or not a rebate, $400 off of a new install for you. They've got some awesome deals going on there. Some great financing deals going on there right now. You can qualify for year-end tax credit savings. That's going to run out at the end of the year, and your local provider is giving you some incentive to do this as well. Get a more efficient machine running. So see if you need one. Let Mark and his great team come by and see if you need a new system. They also do duct work, duct cleaning type stuff. They'll make sure everything is right at your home or your business. They're great friends over at Blue Ridge Heating and Air, and I'll report to you on Thursday how well it went, because I know it will. My great friends at Blue Ridge Heating and Air is BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Segment two of Mr. Will Clinton.
So outside of the ACC media days today, we also have the Big Ten media days starting, surprisingly, from Las Vegas.
Huh?
Maybe potentially playing to that West Coast audience. Not sure why they would be doing that, considering of the teams, the new teams in the West Coast, you have one in the top eight of the preseason polls. Of the preseason Big Ten media polls, and that is number three, Oregon. You got number nine, Southern Cal, number 10, Washington, and all the way down at number 15 out of 18 Big 12 teams, UCLA.
Big 10 teams, sorry.
Again, math. 18 right. In the conference right. With 10,
right.
16 in the conference with 12,
right.
2 in the conference. Anyway, in the Big Ten today, we have, and I'm going to ask you to do the same thing that that we did for the ACC at the end of last segment. In terms of excitement, you got the commissioner, Tony Petitti.
Yep.
Illinois, Rutgers, Indiana, Maryland, Nebraska, and Ohio State.
Well, look, I'm interested in the commissioner. I'll tell you that. I'm going to rank him one through because I want to hear what he has to say. Remember, Sankey kind of set the tone. Right, so I'm interested to hear his rebuttal and see what he says about this whole playoff thing. I still don't think they know what they're fighting for. I think they want to fight just to fight. And power just to power. But I don't think they really – what's the advantage that one would want this over that? I would say to Ohio State, the defending national champion. I'm interested – like, I think Brett Bielema's got something at Illinois. I think he's building, man. Like, he's got something going on. They look good in that bowl game. I'm interested in Nebraska, number four, because Nebraska, at some point in time, they've got to figure it out. And they got the quarterback now. I think they got the head coach now. At some point in time, we got to figure that thing out. Then I would go Rutgers, fifth among that group. Look, the Indiana playoff team last year and a very interesting head coach. And with Locksley at Maryland, I'm not a big Locksley guy. So that's the only one I'm not interested in. Put it this way. Despite being in ACC country, I'm more interested in six of the seven Big Ten guys today than I am of anybody in the ACC today.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I can pretend that I'm interested in Cal or Stanford or Tony Elliott or SMU or Miami or the commission, but I'm really not. I mean, I'm much more interested in Brett Bielema than I am Tony Elliott. He's got a better program. Now, Indy, I don't really care what Indy people say, but they got a better program. So, to me, that's slightly more interesting. I think the Big Ten's more interesting. The Big Ten's just a better conference. What am I going to hear from how Cal's going to go 5-7?
If they're lucky, yeah.
What did Cal go last year? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. This is a Cal team that lost, what, like four of their top returning rushers?
Yeah.
They're just bleeding.
Cal went 6-7 last year. I mean, is that interesting? Eh. I mean, now to get into the Big Ten teams you mentioned, let me see what I'm saying. So Indiana was 11-2. Ohio State was 14-2. Illinois was 10-3. You had Rutgers. Rutgers was 7-6. Nebraska was 7-6. Maryland was 4-8 last year. I didn't realize that. Maryland struggled last year. But those teams are just more interesting to me. And I know it's a different part of the country, but who cares about that now? I don't feel like. You? You're more interested in the ACC guys today?
Honestly, to be completely honest with you, after paying way too much attention to the SEC media days, I'm going to go back and look at the highlights, the hot points, the talking points that come out of this, but I just don't think there's much to be excited about as I once thought. Maybe as there once were in these media days, because it seems like a political event where you're just getting coach speak. You're getting just talking for the sake of talking and not answering questions without a level of political correctness and just standing behind a veil. You're not.
Well, the fact of the matter is that really it doesn't matter what any of these people say. Like, but now, to be fair, we are so starved for football that we pretend like these are big things. We're watching Landon pointed this out. SportsCenter today, all right? They're doing the greatest moments in 50 states in 50 days. Today's Arizona. Like, the greatest sporting events that ever happened in the state of Arizona. And what I told Landon in the break was, oh, that means nothing's going on in sports. You know? Seriously, that's true. Like, if you got to start going 50 states in 50 days and reviewing about what happened in Arizona, what you're saying is Major League Baseball is not very good right now. And football hadn't started. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, and you would know that.
Right. So with that said, you know, I'd rather have some people analyze football to me than go back and look at what happened in the state of Arizona.
Yeah, but that's apples to oranges, I think.
Yeah.
Or gold to lead.
Yeah. Texter says, if the SEC means more, is the ACC's motto, no one gives a crap? Basically, when it comes to football. And look, they don't even care themselves. Like, forever, the ACC media days was this low budget, not a big deal. Like, they couldn't even pretend it was a big deal. So, you know.
And they won't. Yeah.
Right.
One of the things that is coming out last night in advance of the Big Ten media days, Colin Cowherd, who I believe is harking for the Big Ten just based on he's a Fox Sports 1 guy.
Yeah.
He said that the SEC is more of car dealerships while the Big Ten are tech companies in terms of their program and their prestige. So the shots are already being fired. And it's going to be really interesting to see how this plays out between two leagues that think that they are the end-all be-all.
A couple things. First of all, I like Colin Cowherd. Be clear, Colin Cowherd has writers for his show. He's got a baseball writer, NFL writer, college football writer, whatever. And they hand him these takes, and he reads them, basically. And they have the NBA writer. And so they write these takes in the shows. They tell him what to say. With that said, I don't disagree. At least the Big Ten tries to pretend that there's an academic aspect and that there's a sense of intelligence. There's signs of intelligence. Whereas in the SEC, it's just like, hey, man, we just bigger than y'all, stronger than y'all, man. You know? We're just going to be tougher than y'all. We're just better. Means more. Whereas at least in the Big Ten, Thurston Howell III, the Proud's president, at least they'd pretend a little bit about the academic aspect of it. Now, again, I don't know about the operations part. Like, the SEC is just good because they've created a brand and they're just good. So maybe it's you got to be smarter to be good in the Big Ten. Big Ten had a better year the last couple of years. The SEC's better, but the Big Ten's won the last two national championships. See, what the SEC does is they always move the goalposts on how you measure. And forever, if the league would be bad, but Alabama would be good, and they win a national championship, they say, oh, the league was great. Well, now you can't even say that because Bama's not winning it. Now it's Michigan and Ohio State. So you can't use that. So now you got to go, well, where it's deeper, and it just means more. I don't disagree with that, though. I feel like if you're recruiting against Michigan or Penn State, then you're recruiting against a tech company. And if you're recruiting against the SEC, what do you call them, used car salesmen?
Car dealerships.
Car dealerships.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I got nothing wrong with car dealerships. But it does feel like, hey, man.
Get you a Lamborghini, boy.
You. I used to do this character on the show called SEC Man.
Oh, goodness.
And it was... It was talking about how great things used to be, you know, and how, have you seen our bands? Man, they're massive bands. We got cheerleaders everywhere, you know. In our day, we had big stadiums. And like, the SEC is big just because it's big. And it's like, they told us how much better they were, and we bought it. Like, if you tell something long enough, you believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So we bought into all that. Texas said, the Big Ten's tech company, the SEC is a car dealership. What's the ACC? The ACC is the library. Is what? Thrift store?
A thrift store.
Yeah, very good.
I like that. Okay.
The ACC is library, like.
You find some good snipes every now and then, have some good moments, but other than that, you know, it's.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
$10, $5, $2 t shirts.
So we come back. I'm going to ask, like, if you're the commissioner of the ACC, like, what do you say today? Then he's getting paid a ton of money. But he's got a tough job because in this world today, we're so spread so thin in our attention levels and our attention spans that you've got to be elite to get people's attention on anything. And if you're not elite, like, what do you do? You might get one fleeting moment of something. But the rest of it, like, you got to pretend. Like, we're still playing dress up and pretend. So what do you do? I'll play the role of commissioner when we come back. Short break, much more to this.
I love learning, especially when it comes to learning more about my health and how to improve this lifestyle journey that we're on. Something I learned this week is that PhD weight loss clients often lose 25 to 30% of their body weight. And more importantly, they keep it off with the unique lifestyle integration phase that PhD weight loss provides. The real kicker is that PhD helps you do it with no side effects, no long-term risk, no major muscle loss, and no rebound weight gain when you stop. Just natural, lasting results. Learn how you can take back the keys to weight loss and a better lifestyle and begin with the free body scan and personalized metabolic assessment being offered right now at PhD Weight Loss. Give them a call in the Greenville office at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit them at myphdweightloss.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
When reliability matters, trust American Doormasters to keep your business running smoothly. Is your garage door opener broken? We specialize in diagnosing and fixing issues quickly and professionally, all at a great price. From broken springs to complete installations, our expert team has the upstate of South Carolina covered. Don't let a faulty door disrupt your operations. Call today 864-990-3075. American Doormasters for all your garage door needs and experience top-notch service.
It's boating season, and Eclipse Marine Seneca and Clemson Marina can help you find the boat of your dreams. Shop top brands including Veranda, Crestliner, Lund, Bayliner, Pinecraft, and more at Eclipse Marine Seneca and Clemson Marina. Whether you're looking to buy or rent a boat or service your boat by certified Yamaha technicians, Clemson Marina can get you on the water. Don't let the summer pass you by. Visit Eclipse Marine Seneca or Clemson Marina to explore new and pre-owned boats. Take out a rental or service your boat with certified Yamaha technicians.
Catch Out of Bounds live in Uptown Charlotte all week long as we are on the ground at ACC kickoff. Everything you need to know about the Atlantic Coast Conference right here on The Roar. We will have coaches. We will have players. We will have insight from all your favorite analysts from ACC Network and elsewhere, some of the beat writers and radio personalities that cover these teams. We're going to have it wall-to-wall for you. Don't miss a moment right here on The Roar.
The Mickey Filer Show. Experience and a name you can trust. Or whatever else those news anchor promos use. On 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar. Where every day is game day.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Hey, QC Kinetics wants you to get a second opinion. If you've got that knee pain, hip pain, shoulder pain, and you're not getting better, and you're stuck in a cycle of steroid shots, and now they're talking surgery, you don't want to do that. Why not get a second opinion? Why not hit the pause button? See if they can help you out. Get your life back in order. No more meds. Don't go underneath the knife. See if they can help you. The leaders in regenerative medicine, QC Kinetics, use treatments that advance cellular therapy and platelet-rich plasma and designed to help your body heal. There's no band-aids, no masking the pain. They go straight to the source, straight to the root of the problem. And if you've got serious joint pain, finding relief without pills, surgery, or downtime has got to be paramount in your mind right now. Best part, it's free. Get a free second opinion. I'll see if they can help you or not. Licensed medical provider is going to go over your x-rays or MRIs and see if they're a good fit for you. Doesn't cost a thing to see if they can help you. 864-448-3772. 864-448-3772, QC Kinetics. So, if you're the commissioner of the ACC today, you have to take the stage. And it's almost like a, like, I respect, like, Shasta. Like, Shasta tries hard. But they're not Coke and they're not Pepsi, right? Like, even, and all these are conglomerates and bought up and part of the same company now, but like, even in the marketing division, like, how does 7-Up compete with Sprite? Like, it's hard to do. So what do you talk about? And what he'll talk about today is, man, we won this many national championships. Now, it's in lacrosse. No offense, Landon. You know, It's in women's soccer, and it's in things nobody really cares about. It's not football. It's not basketball. Your league wasn't very good in either of those. But you got to pretend like that. And then they'll talk about the student athletes and the GPAs and the graduation rates. And all that's great and really, truly what we should be caring about. But it's not. Like, we know that the second best or the fourth best ice cream is not as good as Blue Bell. And we can talk about our pasteurized milk products right here on all local farms, but our cows aren't as good. Our product's not as good. So you got to get up there and pretend like you're as good. You got to pretend like you get people excited. But you just had the SEC, and now you got the Big Ten going on. Like, what went head-to-head against Seinfeld on CBS and ABC and Fox? Basically, you gave up on that time slot. But you had to, like, the people around the show, like, they had to pretend like it was a big deal, right?
Yeah. I don't even feel like Jim Phillips is doing that. I don't feel like he's pretending. I feel like he's just trying to change the conversation. And I feel like that's even... I feel like that's worse from an optics standpoint.
Yeah. You know, it's much like the WNBA yesterday we talked about. And Phillips said, we got to raise more money, raise more money. Well, if the product's not as good, how do you raise more money? Right? I mean, what do you do?
You get people excited.
How, though? Fake it? Have you been to a Virginia football game?
In my lifetime, yes.
They aren't excited. Well, how are you supposed to be excited about it?
They've been to the ACC championship a couple times.
Yeah, but I've been to 7 football games in Charlottesville, Virginia, of which 2 of them they were excited about.
The home crowd?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I mean, focus on other things. I mean, focus on, we stole one of the top SEC quarterbacks out from under them, and then he's starting for an ACC team this year. Is that entirely true? No. But is that a good selling point? Maybe.
It's all about how you write it up.
Yeah, but you can write, I mean, it's fiction.
Well, I mean, they'll figure that out once they get there, but you already got them there at that point, so you succeeded.
And that's what the SEC does.
I agree.
You got to fight those battles the same way. You got to use the same tactics.
You know what's funny about the SEC? Is I'm looking right now. I'm trying. One of the things we're going to do today is we're going to rank and go head-to-head. Who would win the Big Ten and the SEC, ranking them 1 through 18 and 1 through 16, whatever. Like, the SEC is going to try to convince you that Oklahoma's good. The Big Ten doesn't really try to convince you that Maryland's good. Right?
Well, I mean, when has Maryland ever been good in the last 12 years? Since they've joined the Big Ten. Yeah.
When's Oklahoma been good under Brent Venables?
Talia had him competitive.
Yeah.
I mean,
competitive against, Northwestern. They weren't in last.
Oklahoma's been serviceable. I mean, they've won.
I think Mateer could be really good this year.
Yeah.
I just don't know who he has to throw the ball to or if his defense can stop anyone. But I really think Mateer could be. He looks pretty elite. He's one of the few that threw for 3,000 yards and rushed for 1,000 yards. So
watch what happens. He'll come in that league, he'll play for Oklahoma, and he will not have as good a year this year.
Oh, I mean, that is 100%.
I hate telling y'all this. Venable's gone, man. I hate saying that. Because I love him so much. I think he's awesome. But they aren't equipped. In that league, they can't do it. They just can't do it. And I'm sorry. But I hope I'm wrong. I really, really, really hope I'm wrong.
Could you ever see him taking over an ACC team?
No. The thing that happened like Chad Morris, and Jeff Scott and I talked about it before, like it's gone so bad that it's hard to convince someone to do it again. But Chad Morris at Arkansas it's really painful to see how bad it was. And I think Chad Morris is a good football coach. A lot of it has to do with timing. But do y'all realize how bad that was? And the same thing for Oklahoma. Like, Oklahoma hadn't been this bad since John Blake. This is Chad Morris at Arkansas. After going 2-10, 5-7, and 7-5 at SMU, they hired him at Arkansas. He went 2-10 and 2-8. He went 0-14 in the SEC. And it wasn't just that they were losing. Let me give you this. His 2 wins in year 1 was against Eastern Illinois and Tulsa. And They were getting beat. North Texas beat them 44-17. Colorado State beat them 34-27. Auburn beat them by 31. Alabama beat them 65-31. Vanderbilt beat them 45-31. Mississippi State beat them 52-6. Missouri beat them 38-0. The only coach that you could say in SEC history that was any worse was Kevin Steele. And that was at Baylor, by the way.
Those are both Clemson coaches.
I know. By the way, the next year, 2019, and I hate this because I like Chad Morris a lot. His other two wins are Portland State and Colorado State. And Auburn beat him 51-10. Alabama beat him 48-7. Western Kentucky beat him 45-19. But that's nowhere near as bad as what Kevin Steele did at Baylor. Like, Kevin Steele might have been the worst head coach in the history of college football.
And they allowed it to go on for much longer.
Yes. At Baylor, Kevin Steele went 1-10, 2-9, 3-8, and 3-9. In the Big 12, Kevin Steele went 1-31. In year one, Kevin Steele at Baylor beat North Texas. He lost to Boston College. He lost to UNLV. Oklahoma beat him by 31. Texas beat him by 62. A&M beat him by 32. Texas Tech beat him by 28. Kansas State beat him by 41. Kansas beat him by 35. Colorado beat him by 37. Oklahoma State beat him by 20. Like, they didn't stay within three touchdowns of anybody. That's year one. You give him a break. In year two, he beat North Texas and South Florida. Minnesota beat him by 25. Iowa State beat him by 14. Texas Tech beat him by 28. They went three straight weeks without scoring. Texas Tech beat him 28-0. A&M beat him 24-0. Nebraska beat him 59-0. They scored a touchdown for the month of October. Then Texas beat him by 34. Oklahoma beat him by 49. Missouri beat him by 25. And Oklahoma State beat him by 33. In year three, he goes 3-8.
Improvements,
because they beat Arkansas State, New Mexico State, and Southern Illinois. Iowa State beat them 41-0. Nebraska beat them by 41. Texas Tech beat them 63-19. Texas beat them 49-10. Missouri beat them by 17. Oklahoma State beat them by 60.
Those are three top five teams, though. You know.
Fine, they got beat. Didn't score. Can't score. And in the final year, they figured it out. They finally fired him. And that year, he beat Stanford, Tulsa, and he finally beat a conference. He beat Kansas. But Cal beat him 70-22. New Mexico beat him 23-0. This is at Baylor now. A&M beat him 41-0. Colorado beat him 34-0. Texas beat him 41-0. They didn't score in four games. Kansas State beat him by 34. Texas Tech beat him by 51. Texas beat him by 41. Oklahoma beat him by 40. And 28. Oklahoma State beat him by 35. Like, they were getting beat by 30 points a game, and he won one conference game in 4 years. That might be the worst coach in the history of the sport. Tough job, obviously, but Kevin Steele was an absolute disaster. Let me get Delvin, 654 Roar. Good morning, Delvin. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Man, we're blessed.
Yeah, you talking about, I got to make you a correction. It's not the American Athletic Conference anymore. It's the American Conference.
American.
Now.
They changed it yesterday. It's the American now.
Yeah, so we should get some credit because we've been calling it the American Conference.
That's what I've been calling
it. So we should get some money out of it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we need to sue. We need a lawsuit.
Yeah.
You talking about Jake Wrestler. The reason he's going to Tulane because he had a connection with the coach, Summerall recruited him. He recruited him and got him to come visit Troy, official visit to Troy, and he know the coaching staff, so that's why he went to Tulane. As a walk-on, but I don't believe it's a walk-on. Come on, they got NIL money. You know, he's really getting paid to come to that, but they're calling it a walk-on situation.
Yeah, you don't have walk-ons anymore, so you got that, right?
Yeah. And then, I want to hear from SMU. I do want to hear from Virginia. And I want to see how that dynamic go with Chandler Morris. I want to hear Coach Elliott got to say about Chandler Morris, that he knows him, and I think he's the bright quarterback for the situation with him, man. I think last 2 years, yeah, Calandria, who made a lot of mistakes, I think he got a veteran quarterback who had a great year at North Texas. And Chandler Morris, I want to see what he does when he goes to back to Power 4 school again.
Calandria was a great athlete, but the downfield passing game struggled a little bit. Look, Morris is going to be the best passing quarterback that Tony's had. And so we'll see if they can parlay that into more success. I'm pulling for him, man. I love that guy. I think that guy's awesome. But it's be tough.
But other than that, it's going to be – I want to see what Edison you had to say in Miami and how much – I agree with Will. How many times we go hear Miami's the favorite today to win the ACC and how many times we go hear that over and over again.
Oh, Miami's the favorite every year. Like, they're the favorite.
But the thing, man, I wish they had Boston College and Florida State on the same day because I just want to hear what some Boston College players had to say to Tommy Castellano what he said in his comments. But they didn't do that, though.
Nah, they were smart enough to keep those two apart from each other. They'll never see each other there because they're on different days. They're going to get to the top of the hour, man. I appreciate it. Good stuff. Yeah, it's American Conference now. Yeah, I would love to see Boston College and Florida State at the same time. And back-to-back questions. Create some excitement, man. Create some excitement. Short break. We'll come back. I'd love to hear from you. 654-ROAR, Adams Code Roofing text line, phone line as well. Got a busy next hour. We're going to talk some college football, some ACC media days when you come back right after this.